Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Time to get real and time to wake up, and it's time for reality spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Woo-wee. So much. For me, the universe is just always pouring shit in me, just pouring stuff, pouring wisdom, pouring enlightenment, pouring truth, always pouring this stuff into me. And the last 2 days, I have just been overflowing with all of this, overflowing, and that's what I'm going to share with you today. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. For my new listeners, I would like to just share with you what the hell is the show about. You've already heard me use one expletive, and yes, I might use more than one, because honestly, sometimes that's just the way I talk, and it's very freeing to be able to express yourself in any way, shape, or form you want, and more importantly, not care, not worry, not think about what anybody else thinks about my expression. One of my favorite rappers comes to mind, and that's Lil Wayne. And that's crazy that I love Lil Wayne. And one of the reasons why I love him is, number one, he's very, very, very bright. Believe it or not, there are some rappers that are just that are so intelligent. And in fact, in high school, I believe, he was one of the children that was going to the accelerated programs. I mean, he's a really bright young man. But that's not why I like him. I like him because he has, if you ever listen to any of his lyrics, and don't listen, the way he expresses himself is without any type of fear or care about what anyone else thinks. Now, regardless of whether he's your cup of tea or not, the energy of being able to express yourself, be, do whatever you want to do without caring about the consequences. I'm not talking about doing anything illegal, like robbing anyone. I'm talking about just being who you are. Be who you are without any consequences. That's what I'm really about these days. I'm telling you, and I'm just the universe is just freeing me up. So anyway, for my new listeners, let me just give you a little brief what Reality Spirituality is about. Reality Spirituality, the show, is about how to live connected, how to live connected to the universe, meaning how to actually plug in physically, spiritually, plug into this energy that creates worlds. And honestly, my listeners, my dear sweet audience, you are that energy. You are the energy that creates worlds. But for me, sometimes I unplug. I just have to admit, unplug, meaning not representing who I really am. not knowing who I am. And that happens from time to time throughout the day, all the time, you know, throughout my day. But for the majority of my day, I am conscious enough to know when I'm plugging in and when I'm unplugging. We are all energy. And with that said, energy vibrates at a certain frequency. So we're vibrating at a frequency in any given moment. In any given moment, we are vibrating. And whatever we're vibrating, whatever we have our personal temperature gauge set to, we are also attracting. And that's why, for me, it's very important to set my temperature gauge to peace, set my temperature gauge to contentment, set my temperature gauge to knowing, trusting, surrendering that everything that is happening to me, in other words, this reality, which the thing, same thing I call life, everything that's happening is happening for a grand reason. It's happening for my betterment. It's happening because the universe doesn't make mistakes. And what's my job? My job is to accept and flow with reality. Not only accept and flow with reality, but accept and flow with reality with a smile on my face. That's the hard part. With a smile on my face. And that's what this show is about, how to accept reality, how to live moment by moment with a smile. And when I say smile on my face, I mean on my face and in my heart, internally and externally, regardless of what happens. That's the key, regardless of what happens. I've had a couple of people talk to me this week, and they had an expectation of what should have happened. Listen. You make plans to go to the movies, and you know, you have to prepare. Sometimes you're going to take a couple of hours in the movies. You have to prepare your time. You have to wear comfortable clothes. You know, sit in the movies with something on really tight. I mean, there's a lot of preparation. You want to know if you're going to eat something. You sneak something in your backpack or you get something at the snack bar. There's preparation to going to the movies. Not only preparation, but there's anticipation of seeing the movie. I mean, if you make a choice to go to see a movie, hopefully, usually, you're excited about seeing it. I mean, I can't think of going to see a movie and I really don't want to see it. Well, sometimes that might happen too, but let's talk about a movie that we want to see. So you make all these plans, you get excited, you have expectations, you're anticipating, and you're looking forward to seeing the movie. Now, what if, this is how the universe throws curveballs, what if you all the planning, got your comfortable clothes, go to the movies. It's kind of like that movie with Chevy Chase, Vacation. You know, they travel all the way from Florida to California to go to Wally World. I mean, and the whole movie is them with all of these obstacles, and then they finally get to Wally World after these trials and tribulations, and it's closed. So that's what I'm talking about. This life is about so many other things possibly that can happen. And then when you get to the movies, you get to Wally World and it's closed. Now, what are you going to do? Well, in the movie Chevy Chase, I think he got a gun and started shooting people, he was irate. Or you just accept that the movie isn't going to be playing today, that Wally World is closed. And you keep it moving. You keep it moving with a smile. So this concept, this energy, this way of living, this way of being with no expectations, and no attachments to the outcome is huge in my life. Because as you know, if you've been a regular listener, that being happy, meaning peace in mind, is my number one, numero uno, only priority. That's it. Peace in mind, happiness, internal happiness. So one of the things I had to switch up in my life is this eliminating expectations, eliminating attachments to the outcome, eliminating all of this angst if things don't happen the way that I want them to happen, if they don't happen the way I expect them to happen. That's so huge. It's expecting and wanting and attaching to an event or a, not only an event, to an outcome, is you might as well just jump on the path to unhappiness, because it never unfolds the way, because the universe has the bigger plan. And I've given up trying to plan. I've just given up. Give up. Give up. So in other words, when I talk about giving up attachments and expectations, all of this behavior, all of these choices really happens in each moment. And like I've said before, this way of living, this way of being, is all it is just developing different skills. We all have different skills. We all have, hold on a second, let me just close this up. Hold on a second, reality, spirituality people. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to close it. We all have moments where we have a choice to make. I don't know about you, but it doesn't feel good to me to be disappointed. I don't know about you, but it doesn't feel good to me to expect and not receive. Expect nothing, but be open to everything. Expect nothing and be open to everything. Be open to all the possibilities. Yesterday, I went to my 40th Jesus High School reunion, and for the first time, I've been in town cars or limousines before, you know, with friends' weddings or funerals, but I never ever ordered a town car for myself for destination. And where the reunion was being held was probably about an hour away from where I lived. And for whatever reason, the universe inspired me to order a town car to pick me up and to take me an hour drive away to where this reunion was being held, which just happened to be close to Los Angeles Airport, LAX. Now, and I did that for more than one reason. I didn't want to drive an hour by myself, and I didn't know if at the reunion if I was going to be drinking, and I didn't want to drive another hour back if I had been drinking. So I ordered a town car. Woohoo! That was a treat for the week. And correct me if I'm wrong, we've all driven to the airport, and I've driven to the airport plenty of times, either, you know, making trip or going on a trip or even taking someone. And there in Los Angeles, there are three airports that I have flown out of: Ontario, Burbank, and LAX. And each one has a specific route that I take. Now, going to LAX there is only one way I get to LAX. Go to the 10 freeway, to the 710 freeway, to the 105 freeway, and then I'm at the airport. I mean, how many people know of more than one ways to get to the – listen, I know if the freeway is down, okay, I could probably work it and go to the airport by the streets, I guess. Yeah, I could do that. But usually there's just one convenient way that I know of. Let me just say that I know of. So when I got into this town car – and it was actually interesting because it was a woman driver, which was really cool. She proceeded to turn right, where every time when I'm going to the airport, I turn left. And I'm sitting in the back seat. I'm thinking, where is she going? The airport is towards left. The airport is southwest. It's not east north. But I'm quiet because she's a driver. She knows what she's doing. I'm thinking, well, who knows? I'm sitting in this car in the back seat. Of course, let me just set it up. She's the universe. I'm sitting in the back seat, and she is going on this route that I would never even thought of to go. Now, I don't know if it's closer. I don't know if it's shorter. I don't know anything. But she's on a different route that I would take. And it just got me thinking. It just got me thinking that there are so many choices. There's so many paths. There's so many different ways to get to the same place. She probably could have plugged that, the GPS. I don't know how many different ways to get to the airport from where I live. Probably, who knows? What I'm saying is there's infinite choices. There's infinite directions. And with that said, I started to relax with, okay, universe, show me a different way. Show me a way that maybe I didn't expect. Show me a way of maybe I'm not used to. Show me a different way. Show me a different path. I'm still going to get to the destination. That was really huge. And it's not that I didn't know that already, but it was even made clearer. I don't know about you, but there are things that there are appointments. There are in my schedule. I have a couple of things in the next year that I'm scheduled to attend. And so with that, I fall into this. Well, I know it's going to happen after that. I know it happened. I know it's going to happen when I speak here. I know it. You know, in other words, I'm trying to map everything out in my little head. I'm trying to map it all out. And quite frankly, I don't want the responsibility, number one. And number two, I rather let the universe map it out. I rather let the universe show me or direct me or inspire me to the path. I rather let the universe drive, and that's what I want to share with you today. There are millions of choices, millions of ways, millions of directions, paths, and let's be open to all of them. Let's be open to all of them. This reality spirituality show has evolved in a way that I never could have imagined, has evolved in a way that I never could have predicted. Why am I even spending one moment predicting the future? or the end, the journey, not the journey, but the end product. I got other things that I could do to spend my time. So for me, clearing out each moment, just clearing it out, and every moment is different, and every moment is precious, and there is no moment, there's absolutely no moment that I can plan. None. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and every Sunday. Saturday we have guests from all around the world, and Sunday it is just me and my dear listeners. Reality Spirituality. Oh, you know what? I wanted to share one more thing with you before I jumped off the air. This week I've heard from more than a couple people in different instances talking about how other people, negative people, grumpy people, nervous people, whatever you want to label it, how this other person, how these people affect you. You don't know how many times I've heard, well, I don't hang with, or I steer from negative people. I steer from people that are not compatible energy. And I want to share with you this. You are light, and you are powerful, and there is no other energy that is more powerful than the power of the universe. And do you think that the universe goes in another direction when confronted with negative people, or in the presence of negative people, or people that are maybe not so palatable? No. The universe sinks in his own energy, knowing how powerful, I mean, not even, there's not even a knowing, there just is. The universe is so powerful. So, listen, I'm not saying I'm inviting any of these people to come and spend the night. And I certainly ain't, well, I'm not going to say what I'm not going to do, but making a choice to spend, you know, a whole day at a negative picnic or nervous Nelly picnic. But I'm not going to do that. Well, listen, I might. The universe might throw me in there. Because you know what? Honestly, whatever I tell the universe I'm not going to do, guess what they do? They serve it on my plate the next day. So forget the bold statements of what I am going to do and what I'm not going to do. Strike all of that. But what I can say and what I do know is I am that powerful that there is no energy in the room. There is no energy that has more power than I do when I'm plugged into the universe. It's impossible. So this steering away from and staying away from and not exposing myself to, bring it all, universe. Bring it all on. I welcome all of it. I welcome all people and watch and witness my power. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday. Go to my webpage, RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLN, what? RL Norrington. Twitter name is RL Norrington. Go to Reality Spirituality Facebook page and like Reality Spirituality. I would like if you did that. And if you don't, I would like that too. Get it? If you enjoyed the show, listen again. I welcome your comments. Thank you for your emails. Oh, and this week, my monthly newsletter is coming out, and the monthly newsletter is getting really, really popular. So if you want to sign up for the to receive the monthly newsletter, you can go to info@RebeccaNorrington.com, and I will send a copy of the of November's newsletter to you through email. Listen, one of the articles, which is I'm so excited about sharing, is it's called Holidays Are Overrated, and I really talk about why try to expose why some people are sad and lonely and depressed and just blue during the holidays. Holidays are overrated. Until next time, everyone, you have been listening to Reality Spirituality. Remember, love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself, because you are a physical extension of the universe. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I love you. Have a great week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Get down,
reality.